It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Donald C. Reinhout was born in March 1945 in Brockton. He attended the Fredonia School District and excelled in several sports. He was an All-League basketball player, an All-Western New York football player, and an All-Western shot putter. Following high school, Don went to Parsons College in Iowa to play football as a defensive end. He also was on the varsity track team. To condition himself for sports, he began weightlifting and competed in six competitions, including the 1967 Junior Nationals. After experimenting with weightlifting, Don began powerlifting in 1969. He took third place in the open division at the inaugural 1972 AAU World Powerlifting Championships and finished in first place in the World Powerlifting Championships from 1973 to 1976. He was also the first man to break the 2,400-pound barrier in powerlifting. During his career, Don was also the only super heavyweight to hold world records in all three lifts simultaneously. They were bench, squat, and deadlift. Don also became somewhat of a celebrity after competing in three World's Strongest Man competitions. He won the competition in 1979 and finished second in 1978. Following competition, Don served as the director of the Chautauqua Youth Bureau for several years, retiring in 2008. He was inducted into the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame in 2005 and the Chautauqua Sports Hall of Fame in 1983. Don's been called the nicest guy to ever participate in the sport of powerlifting. He often tells children that he loves them, and he's quick to give them a hug. So despite all his records and accomplishments in weight training, it's said that Don's strongest muscle will always be his heart. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.